Hey, this is David Poe, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dummies. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Brendan Dongan of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As President Donald Trump seeks retribution against the prosecutors and law enforcement who investigated him, some of his 2020 allies are on the hook in civil court. Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic prevailed last week over Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell for their defamatory statements against the voting technology companies. Dominion sued Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump campaign lawyer, for $1.3 billion, claiming that he made false statements about Dominion's electronic ballot tabulators being rigged to tilt the election to Joe Biden. Dominion has previously won a $787 million settlement from Fox News and $67 million from Newsmax for similar claims. September 26, Dominion announced a settlement with Giuliani, though the amount is still unknown. In the past 2 years, Giuliani has been disbarred, filed for bankruptcy, and was indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Also on September 26th, a federal judge found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell defamed voting systems company Smartmatic. The yet-to-be-decided damages may hinge on whether Lindell knew his claims the machines were manipulated were false. Lindell still faces a suit from Dominion. President Trump announced last month Giuliani would be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
smart, kind, real enough. One mind, strong enough. Lifeline, good enough. Feels
exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wavefarm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Flying Hormones by Erin Cressida Wilson. Thank you for listening.
Dramatized sexual information,
which we believe should be accessible to teenagers
and adults.
The presentation includes a great deal of
sexually explicit information
related to
human reproduction,
birth control,
sexually transmitted diseases,
and
responsible sexual behavior.
This radio play is
not appropriate
for young children
or for people who believe the discussion of teenage sexuality should be confined to a family setting.
We take no position on moral issues relevant to sexual behavior.
Warning. Oh, you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you. Oh, my. Oh,
Once upon a time, there lived a little girl named Cinderella and a little boy named Prince Charming. Now, Cinderella and Prince Charming lived in a world where damsels and princes fell into each other's arms and lived happily ever after, without the threat of pregnancy or disease. They lived in a world where sexual myths came true, where silence and ignorance ruled. Well, as you all may well know, Cinderella snuck into the royal ball. What you may not know is that she and the prince made their own little ball outside in the backseat of the king's silver beamer. Well, it was a highly enjoyable experience for the both of them, because in fairy tales, both parties
climax
simultaneously. Little did Cinderella and the handsome prince know that right behind the royal hedges lurked Cinderella's evil stepmother, who spied the car a-shaken.
Aha! Prince Charming, look!
Bummer.
Cinderella's evil stepmother fished through her nasty old purse and pulled out a bunch of glitter and magic gunk and hurled it all over the car.
Take that, and that, and that, you filthy, slimy things. This'll show you to roll around in the backseat. Ha!
Suddenly, the earth opened up, and the silver beamer containing the two young ex-virgins simply disappeared. They fell, and they fell, and they fell, and they fell. Virgins simply disappeared, only to reappear into the future, which is our present, right smack dab in the middle of Redwood High School, smashing through the center of my chalkboard and my carefully drawn-out diagram that I slaved over all morning for my lecture on the anatomy of a cow.
Where am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Check it out.
Hey, dude, where'd you get that trippy pink and purple gown?
Yo, buddy, who gave it that fully skanky hairdo, Godzilla?
Yo, homes love those flaming green ties.
That's
students,
funky.
Students, pupils, calm down. Do you hear me? I said, chill!
What's happening to me?
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That fateful Friday afternoon at 2:45 when Cinderella and Prince Charming appeared in my classroom. When suddenly, in front of our very eyes, quicker than you can say, darling, I think it's time we discuss birth control. Cinderella's abdomen expanded to the size of a ripe watermelon in June.
That's right, it did.
Yup, it's true.
I immediately started questioning her. What was the date of the first day of your last period? What kind of birth control do you use? Have you had the same partner for the last year? Are your glands swollen? Have you been feeling tired or worn down?
Well, I feel kind of dizzy, kind of sick, kind of horrible. What's wrong with me?
Well, let me see here. Ah, yes. Oh, just as I suspected, you're pregnant.
But I thought I couldn't get pregnant during my period.
I thought if she douched after intercourse, she wouldn't get pregnant.
I thought if I urinated after sex, I wouldn't get pregnant.
Whoa, hey. You're not from around here.
are you?
Hey, didn't anybody ever teach you about birth control?
Birth control?
What's birth control?
Honey, dude, you got a lot to learn. Why don't you just ask some of my fine young pupils here some questions? They're kids of the 80s. They listen to the radio. They watch TV. They know what's going on.
Okay. How long is sperm fertile in a woman's body?
Sperm is fertile for 20 minutes in a woman's body.
Wrong! It can live up to 5 days.
Okay, how effective is the withdrawal method as a form of birth control?
It's worked for me. Yeah.
The withdrawal method is 100% effective.
Wrong! It is only 70% effective.
Ooh, can people get AIDS from heterosexual sex?
I think so.
Yeah. No. AIDS is a gay disease.
Wrong, wrong, wrong!
Wait a minute. I thought you guys knew everything.
I thought you guys were informed kids of the 80s.
Where did you get this information?
We watch TV!
This year, the major networks bombarded us with 65,000 references to sex. That's 27 scenes per hour. At the same time, there were no commercials on contraceptives. The result? 2/3 of sexually active teenagers do not use birth control on a consistent basis. And of those teenage women who do use contraception, only 20% use methods which protect from the AIDS virus.
Oh, when am I gonna see you again?
Perhaps these pupils of mine didn't know as much as I thought. Perhaps it was time to fight through the myths and ignorance and find the truth. Perhaps it was time for me to let down my hair, throw aside my horn-rimmed glasses, and make my move from mild-mannered Miss Redinger, high school animal husbandry teacher, to... you guessed it, sex incarnate.
Miss Redinger.
Whoa, Miss Redinger.
Just call me Sex. Cinderella, this is your lucky day. Make one wish and it shall be granted.
I wish that the radio had commercials on contraceptives, so poor ignorant girls won't end up preggers like me.
Just put on these shiny red slippers, click your heels together, and repeat after me. There's nothing like commercials on contraceptives. And when you open your eyes, you and my fine young pupils here are going to fill this radio play with commercials, commercials, commercials on contraceptives.
Who? Us?
Not us.
And why not?
Sex, 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 sex.
How am I going to do this show if I've never had
sex, sex, sex?
I don't think. I don't know.
Time, space, and matter are the same.
Candles, incense, fire.
Prince Charming.
Big, strong German baby.
Sex fantasies. Fantasies all the time. Daydream, orgasm, orgasm, orgasm.
What is an orgasm anyway?
Have I ever had one?
Good old sex.
It ain't like it used to be.
The sex children. Sex, marriage, sex. Sex, aid, sex, condoms.
sex, teenage sex, children sex, adults.
Do I even want sex?
Fruit, grapes, peaches, juice, Christmas, sex.
Girls, do you menstruate?
Menstruate?
Oh, yes. I've always been a good seamstress. Let's put it this way. Do you get your period?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And boys, do you have sex organs?
What?
Oh, you mean...
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, then you do have a sex life, and you can be part of this radio play, because you've got a body, and bodies have hormones, and hormones keep you constantly preparing to make a child.
They do?
Right now? See? There goes a flying hormone That's right amazing. Now. So buck up, darlings, click those heels, Cinderella, and say with me... There's nothing like commercials on contraceptives.
We tested 3,000 couples in Sandwich, Illinois, and found that if used carefully, our diaphragm and contraceptive jelly provided them with 98% effectiveness. The diaphragm. Don't leave home without it.
I'm just a wayward kind of condom. When I'm alone, I'm only 90% effective. But with you, babe, oh, with my contraceptive foam, babe, I'm more than 98.
And this year, the IUD wins the award for the strangest looking and most dangerous birth control device.
Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Abstinence, knocked up no longer. Abstinence, no more sex disease worry. Abstinence, hey, what's the hurry?
Wow, check this out. It says here that women are born with 2 million eggs in their ovaries.
And look at this. It says here that men make 50 million sperm a day.
50 million sperm a day?
That's a lot of sperm.
That means that boys are fertile constantly, 24 hours a day.
But girls aren't fertile all the time, are they?
They're not.
But if boys are fertile every day, then why do girls have to deal with birth control?
Yeah. They don't.
What do you mean? They're all designed for women.
Yeah. Not the condom.
Oh, right. How many guys are gonna buy a condom?
Yeah. Boys.
Yes.
Hit it.
Listen to us now. Don't be shy or mad. 'Cause if you don't use a rubber, you're gonna be a dad.
Condom, condom, dum, 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 con. Dum, con, condom, condom,
con.
Dum, dum.
So just open up the door and walk down the street.
Condom, condom.
They're at the nearest drugstore, so get on your feet.
Condom, condom, condom.
To you to wrap that pup.
Dum con, condom, con, dum, 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 con, dum.
Come on, you little baby. She'll love it.
Okay.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Give me a 3-pack package of condoms.
I'm sorry. You'll have to speak up. A 3-pack package of what?
Condoms. Prophylactics. Rubbers,
will
okay?
that be smooth or textured? Latex rubber or lambskin? No color or multicolored? Plain lubrication or sperm-killing lubrication?
Yeah, I'll have
textured latex colored with sperm-killing lubrication.
That's my boy. Did you know that if you use a condom with sperm-killing lubricant, your chances of getting pregnant are only 1%? And you're very wise to avoid lambskin rubbers, because they do not protect from AIDS. Use latex.
Okay, thanks.
Careful. Keep these condoms out of your glove compartment and wallet. The heat may destroy them. And don't keep them for more than 2 years.
I hope I won't have to. Can I have them now?
Wait, how old are you?
18. Well, I'll be 18 next month.
Relax. Men and women of any age can purchase these little wonders. And by the way, did you know that one size fits all?
Oh, good.
Shut up.
I mean, no, I didn't know that either.
Here you go, young man. Be safe.
Thanks.
Sweet. Yeah, we got him.
I get the purple rib. One. I get the rib over
all
that.
Right. Some people think you can catch AIDS through the air.
You cannot.
Some people think you can catch AIDS by touching an infected poison.
You cannot.
Some people think you can catch AIDS in hot tubs.
You cannot.
And some people think you can catch AIDS by having unprotected sex with someone with the virus, or by contaminated blood entering the bloodstream through needles.
You can. You will.
There are enough real ways to get AIDS without adding extra paranoia through misinformation. Here are the facts.
1 million Americans are infected with the AIDS virus. It is estimated that in 3 years, heterosexual transmission will account for almost 10% of new AIDS cases.
If we could set back the wheels of time and put Cinderella and the Handsome Prince in a world just like ours, it might sound something like this.
Wait, Prince Charming, before we... I need to ask you something. Have you ever tried heroin?
No.
Oh, good. And also, have you ever shared a needle with anybody?
No. Don't worry.
Okay, but have you had sex with a man?
No. 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 Okay?
Okay, you're right. I'm just paranoid. Sorry.
Just as Cinderella and the Handsome Prince snuggle into something romantic, Veronica climbs into the back seat.
Ah! Who's that?
Oh, that's my ex-girlfriend, Veronica.
Prince Charming and me slept together a few times, so here I am. Oh, excuse me. Could you move over just a little?
What?
Don't worry about her. Relax.
Enter stage right, Sir Lancelot.
Ah! Who's that?
Oh, I almost forgot. I met this guy at a royal ball and slept with him about, 3 years ago.
Hi, I'm Lance.
Get out of this car!
Oh, I can't do that. Not if you're going to sleep with him.
Why not?
Enter stage left, Princess Carolina.
Hi, Lance.
Carrie, baby, how are you?
I'm so stoked. Remember Kristen?
Hi, this is my old boyfriend, Sylvester.
Howdy. Let me introduce my ex-girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend, Maddie and Merle.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
I'm Merle, and this is Allison. I lost my virginity